Tom.
Good morning, everyone. We want to welcome and call to order this special meeting of the Board of Trustees. Good to see you, Jim. For the Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 through 5 this Thursday, February 6th.
On the train.
2025 at 10 a.m. The meeting is being held in the offices of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. Stu, quick roll call for our audio recording today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am the and district counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
My name is Madison Olson, and I am Tom Jolly's legal assistant.
I'm Jim Giles, the kid president.
Ryan Campbell. Oh, Project Garden.
Brian Flam, board member.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell Bond Council.
And Ben Wilhelm, D.A. Davidson underwriter.
Thank you, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda. We're going to move to our first preliminary action item. Similar to prior meetings, for efficiency purposes, we propose to combine the meeting for Panorama districts number 1 through 5. Are there any questions about that? Okay, do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5?
Jim, I'll let you make the motions today since you're right there.
Combine the PID districts.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes with 2 out of the 3 board members. We'll now move to our consent item, which is to approve the draft minutes of the January 16th, 2025 board meeting. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes from the January 6th board 16th board meeting. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the January 16th, 2025 board meeting?
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes of the January 16th, 2025 board meeting.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
So we have a motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes with 2 out of the 3 board members voting. our next portion of the meeting, we're going to move to our public hearing. And we do need to have a motion to open and conduct the public portion of the meeting. So you have a motion.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
So we have a motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes 2 out of 3. We're going to now open the hearing for public comments. We do have Aaron Wade, bond counsel for Gilmore Bell, here to answer any questions.
Yeah. To give a quick kind of lead in, you know, this is just the process that state law dictates. Prior to the issuance of debt, you hold a public hearing and let members of the public speak. It's not looking like you've got any members of the public there or online, but it's just a statutory opportunity for folks to discuss the bonds and any concerns they have, and specifically any concerns about impact of the bonds on the private sector. That's at least how the statute's worded. So happy to answer any questions, but I think, you know, you can move forward the public hearing and close it if there's no comments there.
Thanks, Aaron. Just for the record, there are no members of the public participating in person at the offices of York Hall, and it does not look like we have any members of the public participating via the Zoom link. So I think at this point in time, we're good to have a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Do we have a second?
I will second that.
So the motion was made by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes to 3 board members, and the public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. Let's move to our action items in the agenda. And the first one is to consider approval of resolution 2025-07. This is a resolution finding that the estimated number of certificates of occupancy to be issued by Harriman City as required by the governing document. Everybody will recall that the governing document does require that prior to issuance of bonds, the district must make a finding of the estimated certificates of occupancy to be issued by the city within the boundaries of the district. It has been proposed that the estimated certificates of occupancy for Panorama Hills Public Infrastructure District Number 1 is 1,518 units or C of O's, and upon attainment of the estimated certificates of occupancy, the respective board seats of the district will transition from appointed to elected seats. Do the board members have any questions about this finding?
That's the right number, right?
Right.
Nope.
Okay. So do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-07, finding that the estimated number of certificates of occupancy to be issued by Harriman City within the boundaries of the district will be approximately 1,518, and then once attained, the respective board seats will transition from appointed to elected seats.
I will make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-07.
Stated. Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thanks. We have a motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by 2 out of the 3 board members. Let's move to our second action item to consider approval of the statement of work from Clifton Larson and Ashton. I don't think we have a representative from CLA to explain or to go over the SOW, but in the master services agreement, which has been provided to the board in your board package. But you'll recall that CLA does provide district account services for DAI's Firefly project. So I believe the board would be familiar with Shelby and her team and used to the services they provide. I will ask if the board has any questions about their master services agreement or statement of work.
No, we had a separate meeting to review all that, so I think we're good.
Okay, fantastic. Do we have a motion approving the SOW and Master Services Agreement from CLA to act as district accountant and provide accounting services to the district and authorizing the district chair to sign it? Well, I guess I should say that it's to provide district accounting services for districts 1 through 5.
I'll make a motion
as stated. That's good.
Does that work?
Yep, that works. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
So we have a motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion passes by 2 out of the 3 board members. We'll now move to our third agenda item. This is a proposal for district engineering and cost certification services from Ranger Engineering. This is the same situation. We don't have a person here from Ranger Engineering, but I believe DIA also uses Ranger Engineering and Firefly project. So does the board have any questions about their engagement agreement?
We have a meeting on that as well.
Do we have a motion approving the proposal for district engineering and cost certification services between the districts and Ranger Engineering and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I'll make a motion as stated.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Perfect. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Motion passes by 2 out of the 3 board members. Let's move to our fourth agenda item. This is a letter agreement for investment banking services between the districts and DA Davidson and authorizing the district chair to sign it. We do have Ben Wilhelm here from DADCO. I'll let him answer any questions on their letter agreement. Ben, you're up.
Any questions?
Does the not having those R2 signatures yet affect this ticket item?
No, you'll if the board approves the letter, you guys will sign. Board can sign. So do you have any questions for Ben on their service
No
services agreement. Okay.
Well, I had a question. Is the fee structure the same as we did at Firefly, or is it something different?
I believe it's the same. Let me just double check what I sent to you. It should be the same.
Then I'm good.
Okay. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you. Hello, Mr. Nateship.
Sorry I'm late, guys.
That's okay.
Long-winded politicians.
Well, we're about ready to entertain a motion to approve the letter for investment banking services between the districts and DA Davidson and authorizing the district chair to sign.
I'll make a motion as stated.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Aye. Perfect. Motion now passes unanimously. We're going to go to our fifth agenda item. This is a consider approval of an engagement agreement from Zions Public Finance for providing municipal advisory services. Again, Zions Bank did provide a copy of the agreement, which was in your board packet. And we don't have a representative from Zions here, but the governing document does require that a municipal advisor be part of this transaction. I think Zions was on Firefly as well. Wasn't that right, Brian?
You know, I don't remember for sure.
But in any event, the agreement is their standard engagement agreement to provide municipal services. Are there any specific questions the board has? Okay.
I'll just flag for the board just for awareness. The requirement within the governing document is that they provide a pricing certification when we underwrite the bonds. There's other services that they can provide in their scope of work, but you're only required per the governing document to hire them to provide the pricing certification.
Thank you, Ben, for that clarification. Any follow-up questions from the board?
No.
Okay, do we have a motion approving the agreement for municipal advisory services and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I'll make a motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. That'll complete our action items. Moving to our administrative non-action items. We didn't have any specific thing to put in the calendar agenda, so I'm just going to open it up real quick, see if there are any administrative non-action items the district would like to discuss or the board would like to discuss.
I don't have any.
I don't have any.
Okay.
No.
Well, I usually reserve this motion for Nate, but since he was late today, I'm gonna let Jim do this motion. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll Will you second let me second it? It? Oh, no, you're gonna give it to Brian.
Yeah, Brian gets a second. So we have a motion by Jim Giles with a second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Nay.
Motion passes unanimously, and we stand adjourned.
Thanks, guys.
Sure appreciate you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.